From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The head of Ukraine's security service says Russian journalist and Kremlin critic Arkady Babchenko is still alive, a day after Ukrainian authorities announced he had been killed by a gunman in his apartment in Kyiv. The SBU chief told reporters that Russian security services had ordered Babchenko killed. A Ukrainian national was detained as a result of the special operation. Babchenko appeared on a live television briefing from the SBU headquarters in Kyiv after the announcement, saying the fictitious reports of his death were part of a two-month operation. China vows it will fight back if the United States goes through with plans to impose huge tariffs on Chinese goods. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying blasted the Trump administration.
If the United States insists on acting in an arbitrary and reckless manner, then the Chinese side will have to take resolute and forceful measures to protect our legitimate interests.
The Trump administration said the proposed tariffs are in response to China's practices with respect to technology transfer, intellectual property, and innovation. A flare-up of violence along the Israel-Gaza border subsided on Wednesday as Palestinian officials said an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire had been reached with Israel. Israeli officials did not confirm an agreement. Overnight, Israeli military said it had carried out fresh airstrikes against Hamas targets. The Israeli Defense Forces said the airstrikes targeted rocket and munitions manufacturing sites, as well as military compounds and training facilities. For additional stories, as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile applications so you can take the stories with you. This is VOA News. A key Republican is